That was the sound of a slamming door. Sounds familiar? Especially when your teenager is grounded and they want to show their side of anger. Whenever you ask him to finish his schoolwork, he may mumble under his breath. When you tell her she can't go out with her friends, she may slam her room door, right? If so, you're probably at a loss for words, isn't it? You care about your teenagers and want the most for them, but you also want kids to understand that your family has rules, just like the rest of the world. Don't be concerned. Disrespect for parents is frequent as children transition from childhood to adulthood. Hi, I am your host, Dr. Gaurav Nigam. Today we're going to talk about disrespect issues in teenagers. You cannot, however, deal with contempt by totally ignoring it, especially when those things are happening. It would help if you devise a strategy. Here, we're going to discuss some things that you should do and things you should just totally avoid doing. So, coming to number one, disrespectful behavior toward parents must never be allowed. However, it is very critical to recognize that some level of disrespect is a natural aspect of growing up. Now, I'm not contradicting myself, just hear me out. It is also important for acquiring that independence. Eye-rolling, needless remarks, or ignoring requests are examples of this type of disrespect. Children grow up in a household where the balance of power is skewed in the favor of the parents, right? So children often feel powerless when rules and expectations surround them. Talking back and other types of modest disrespect are just methods for your kid to feel like he's regaining some of his authority. It's a natural process. Your adolescent is learning to communicate himself and form his own opinions. And gaining independence is an important part of growing up, isn't it? That brings us to the number two. Be consistent with rules. The absence of limits is one of the most prominent reasons for disrespect in teenagers. Youngsters who have been spoiled or who have been permitted to use their way frequently grow up to be impolite teenagers. Rudeness among teenagers is practically unavoidable in families with few solid rules. Families with standards for their children's behavior but uneven enforcement are more likely to generate disrespectful teenagers. Inconsistency occurs when a parent applies various rules for no obvious cause or on separate days. So, you know, whenever you're applying certain rules, be very mindful about them. Number three, do not make it personal. It's easy to get, you know, wrapped up around your own emotions while engaging with a disobedient adolescent. You are more inclined to make it personal. Don't do that. But this is actually a mistake because you should be focusing on the behavior, not really the person. When you concentrate on the behavior rather than the person, it is simpler for everyone to remain calm. It permits you and your adolescent to avoid becoming emotional about that issue. Number four, avoid unnecessary arguments. Now this is important, right? Arguing with a disrespectful adolescent will not result in a favorable consequence, and I'm telling you that you do not want that. Arguments actually have a habit of escalating and spiraling out of control. I mean, we all know this, experience speaks, right? So when we are furious, we often say things that we subsequently regret. We don't really mean them. Instead, maintain your cool and recall that you would like to focus on the conduct rather than a power battle. But this isn't always easy because adolescence is a roller coaster of emotions. Recall that as an adult, you have more control over your emotions than a teenager. You must enjoy the benefit of this perk. Coming to number five, if you set responsibilities, be sure that you are following them. That's very, very important. While it is important to recognize that your teen's positive behavior, you may need to establish penalties for their negative conduct at times. If you do, it's critical that you follow through on penalties. You know, a common error made by parents is to promise repercussions in the heat of moment and afterward fail to follow through them. Teenagers are actually yearning for boundaries. They would like to know in which the boundaries are, which is why they test them. It can be at a very conscious level, it can be at a very subconscious level. When you enforce consequences, your adolescent feels more comfortable because she understands where the lines are drawn, you know. She comes to sort of trust you since you keep your word, and most importantly, she realizes that the behavior, this particular behavior, is unacceptable. Number six, be a role model. The essential thing you could do is model the behavior you want your adolescent to exhibit. You know, in the famous words of Mahatma Gandhiji, be the change you want to see in the world. It's astonishing, you know, how many parents criticize their children for being disrespectful and then mimic the same exact behavior. I mean, I've seen it in my friends a lot of times. Remember that your children look up to you as a role model all the time. And there's no switch. Okay, right now I'm going to see like that and other time I'm not going to see like that. It's all the time. If you want your children to respect you, you must treat them with the same, your spouse and individual outside the family also with respect. Number seven, consider the emotional demands that underpin the behavior. Now, when teenagers treat their parents with contempt, it's often a sign that their emotional needs aren't being satisfied somewhere. Demeaning behavior is sometimes used to gain attention. It could also be a sign that they don't feel accepted, you know, or neglected maybe. Sit down with them, your adolescent, and tell her or him that you are always there to chat about anything. Now, anything means literally chat about anything. Assure them that you adore them completely and completely and completely. Please remember that adolescent feeling of powerlessness is very common. It's obviously one way that they don't want you to know it, but it's very common. Teenagers must distinguish themselves from their parents as part of the maturation process. And that brings us to the end of the podcast. I hope you've liked today's podcast. If you want to read more about these topics about pregnancy and parenting and IVF, please log on to our website www.drdad.in. And if you have any questions, write to us on info@drdad.in.
Hi, let's talk about this. Let's see what all we can do.